Friday, October 6th, President started in this morning on the radio speech for tomorrow. He was very concerned with the draft he got last night because he feels it's just a civics lecture and that's not enough on the spending ceiling. So he wanted Buchanan to get some other things going on it, covering the vetoes that he is going to make, put him in the position of standing like Horatio at the bridge. And that in the next few weeks there'll be a number of good bills coming in that are for good purposes, but he'll veto them, not because of what they stand for, but in order to veto a tax increase. I covered all this in a memo, today's date, to Buchanan. He feels that there was no meat in it, that they need something with crisp, newsy, quotable language, that Price, again, hasn't come up with anything that has any leads. They don't recognize this as a campaign. That they need some paragraphs with some sharpness and bite so that people will say he said something. And then he went into quite a bit of dictation on stuff he wanted included, which I covered in the Buchanan memo. Ziegler was in talking about the press conference and the fact that wasn't well played on television last night, and that got him into a president into a pretty bad mood overall today. And he was charging around on most everything that came along as a result. He had Colson and me in later analyzing the press conference thing. We've convinced him, I think, that it really wasn't as bad as he made it seem on the basis of Ziegler's report. That the point really was that he got the newspaper and radio coverage. It just wasn't much on TV, but it never will be. And that he's got to approach it with that basis in mind. He also got into some poll history analysis. He was going through the month-by-month poll ratings in some of the other campaigns, making point that about what good shape we're really in. Colson gave him the Harris poll data, which shows us no worse off, or only 1 point worse off than we were before 2 weeks ago. So there's no decline, and that's a disaster from a governor at this point. Talked a little about schedule. He agreed to our plan for the Ohio motorcade. Still wants to go to Buffalo for some kind of a Polish event the same day we do the rest of New York, but he wants to move New York to the 2nd rather than the 23rd, which poses a problem we've got to work out. He's agreed to the idea of the 5-minute statement on election eve, and also will do a 5-minute statement from his office on election night, a victory statement, before he goes before any public group. So he'll have one quiet, thoughtful kind of thing first. End of October 6th. He went on up to Camp David this afternoon and spent the night and for the weekend.